أستجب لكم. Supplicate to me, I will accept it.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My dear respected viewers of Madani Shen, we once again welcome you in our program, Dua. Alhamdulillah, in this program we learn various elements regarding essence of worship, supplicating in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've been learning various etiquettes, and inshallah azza wa jal, today we will talk about the fact that if there is a delay in dua, what should be our attitude? What does teachings of Islam guide us in this regard? This will be a very important and beautiful topic inshallah azza wa jal, and I hope many viewers of Madani Channel would want to know about that, because they pray in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they make dua, they supplicate, but sometimes it happens, apparently their dua is not accepted as quick as they want. Inshallah, we'll talk about this from Quran, Hadith and teachings of Islam. So be with us from start and end. In this program, we have got various segments also. Inshallah, we learn one message, we learn one dua, masnoon dua also today, inshallah. And furthermore, there will be a personality, inshallah, also. We will be talking about respective viewers of Madani Channel today. As I earlier said, our program is about dua, but the specific topic is delay in dua, is acceptance. Before we proceed towards our topic, let's make few good intentions, because it is a saying of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam that إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. First hadith Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is quoted in his Bukhari Sharif. And this hadith, and part of the hadith is إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. There is another hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, in which Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam has been reported to have said نِيَّةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِهِ. That intention of a believer is better than his actions. So we should always make good intentions, inshallah, whenever it comes to do certain action, inshallah, I make this intention, I'll deliver this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can make this intention, you will watch from start to end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others too, inshallah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, the more intentions one makes, the higher the reward he can attain. You can make this intention that with utmost concentration, you will also listen, inshallah, as I earlier said, and ask your family members, friends, to watch this program also, or your family members, they can come and sit in front of TV screen and watch this program. Respected viewers, let's include the very first segment in our program, and that is dua. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
ادعوني أستجب لكم. Supplicate to me, I will accept it.
Respected viewers of Madani Channel, it is mentioned in a hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept supplication, dua of three persons. Number one, if one is making dua for any sin, and there is another person who makes dua that there is cut off relationships, so making dua that the ties are cut, so that dua is also not accepted, qat'i rahim. And the third one is that the one who wants his dua is accepted quickly, is he makes haste in that sense. Like, I've prayed, but my dua has not been accepted. And due to that, he leaves, abandons making dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the three kind of people whose duas are not accepted. And they remain deprived from their request what they make in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned, I accept the dua supplication of the one when he makes dua from me. So this is the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what is mentioned in Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts, listens dua of his bondsmen whenever he makes dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And furthermore, my dear Islamic brothers, another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, Ud'uni astajib lakum, supplicate to me, I will accept your dua. Now these ayahs are clearly guiding us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our dua. It could be the fact of delay, delaying factor can be there. And again, there are certain reasons behind that. Inshallah, we'll talk about that in detail today. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned to his own Habib, beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said to his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not scold the beggar. Now if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said this to his Habib alayhi salatu wa salam, to his beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, how come is it possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep us away from his karam, from his blessings? Definitely, if there is a delay in the acceptance of our dua, again, there is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best whatever is in our best interest. Allah's knowledge is far, far, far greater than our own knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is best and what time it is appropriate for us that we get that particular thing or request we are making in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respect views of Madani Sharim, Ibn Abi Shiba, Shaiba and Bahiqihi wa Sabuni, hadith it is mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has been reported to have said, when any beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any bondsman, he makes dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jibreel alayhi salam says, O Allah, your bondsman is asking you something. It is ordered, stop. Do not fulfill his need. Let him ask me again, because I like his voice. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Respective views. And further it is mentioned, if any disbeliever or fasiq, sinner, right, makes dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is said, fulfill his or her need so that he does not ask me again because I dislike his voice. So this is what, subhanallah, respected views of Madani Channel, is said from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we should not become concerned if our dua is not accepted. Again, there is a reason behind everything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is best for us. And as we heard, if someone who is closer in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beloved in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that bondsman's dua, Allahu Akbar, is delayed. One of the reasons we understood was because his voice is liked in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is dearer in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. So we should not become worried that our du'as are delayed and are not accepted in its apparent form. And remember, du'as are accepted. We earlier discussed this point before also, in various forms. One is du'a is accepted, and whatever person needs and requests, that is granted to that individual. One form is that Because of that dua, any calamity which was to befall on that person, that is removed. Alhamdulillah. Due to the barakah and blessing of that dua which that bondsman was making in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third form of acceptance of dua is that dua is kept, subhanallah, in the form of reward until the day of judgment. And when person will see its reward on the day of judgment, Allahu Akbar, that person would wish that if only none of my dua was accepted, all the reward had I received here, Allahu Akbar, because that amount of reward would be immense, great, Allahu Akbar. Respect viewers, so even dua is accepted anyways, but if there is a delay, there is a reason. Respect viewers of Madani Chain, if you further understand this from one angle of this account, inshallah, I hope this will give us a better understanding of what I'm trying to explain. Ulama, they have mentioned a beautiful account in which they have explained this concept, right, of the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is far, far, far greater than ours. There's no comparison whatsoever. But just to make you understand, there was a person who was out for hunting, you can say. And when he went, he had stock of water with him. On his way to jungle, he was hunting. And all of a sudden, he lost his way to go back to his home. Now it is mentioned that he went very, very far, and he didn't know which way is to go back, and all of a sudden he had to search for water because the water which he had was finished. Now from very far he saw a small hill, and from there the water was dripping down, but that water which was dripping down was very, very less in its amount of water was dripping down. And he had a bowl, he put it underneath that to fill that water. Now, slowly, 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 it took a lot of time for that water to fill in that bowl. With him, on his trip of hunting, he had one eagle. That eagle was sitting on top of that hill. As soon as that bowl of water was full, and he was about to drink, the eagle came and pushed its feet on the hands of his owner, and water was spilled. Now, this owner was very much surprised and shocked. What did my eagle do to me? Because that owner was thinking, this water is a life for me. I'm in need of water. I've lost my way. And now if I found water, and after a long time, it has become available to drink, now why did this eagle throw it? Respected viewers, he controlled his anger. He filled that bowl of water again. Again, eagle came and put his feet on his hands. And all the water was again spilled. This time, he could not control his anger. And whatever gun he had, he killed his own eagle who was sitting on top of the hill. As soon as he had killed, he thought, what has he done? Because when you are in anger, you do not realize what you are doing. You do not sometimes think. But as soon as he did, he killed the eagle. He forgot to drink water because that was his much dear, but he thought to go to see if it was still alive. Reaching to the top of the hill, it was a small hill, he saw that eagle had been died. Now this owner of eagle started shedding tears. What did I do to my eagle, to my pet? It's much dearer to me. Why did I kill him? As soon as he was shedding tears there, meanwhile he saw there was a dead snake lying next to that water which was dripping down. So just for our understanding, the ulama, when they mention this account, they tell us that eagle had a sight, which was a sky view. His sight, his knowledge was greater because that eagle was sitting on top of mountain. And eagle could see that this water which is dripping down has poison in it. And if my owner drinks it, he's going to die. So that individual who was trying to fill his bowl with water, he was thinking, this water has life for me. But in fact, the water, what he was thinking as a life for him, was death for him. Apparently, in his own knowledge, in his own restricted view, it was life for him. But in fact, it was not. But the eagle, for that particular time, had a sky view, and he could see that what he is considering for him a life is not a life but death. An eagle was trying to save the life of his owner. And he realized that fact. He started shedding tears more. But respectively, this is an account, maybe a made-up account, but there's a lesson for us to understand the way that eagle had far greater knowledge at that particular time than that person who could not see what is on top of hill, was saving the life without any example that suits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But just to make you understand, the knowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has possessed is obviously far, far, far greater than ours. There's no comparison whatsoever. We have got restricted knowledge. Sometimes we think, what is good for us? What is better for us? Apparently we think that is something which has life for me. Without it, I'm incomplete. Why can't I get it? I need it. I want it. But when he or she does not get it, when he or she finds delay in it, at that moment in time, what actually happens is that individual utters some words or sentences which should not be uttered. Sometimes he stops praying in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he becomes disappointed that his dua is not accepted. Respected viewers, number one thing we need to understand from this account is an example that definitely whatever we think is good for us may not be good for us. And our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose knowledge is obviously greater than ours. Allahu Akbar. He knows what is best for us, what is good for us, and what time that is good for us. At what particular time that is good for us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us accordingly. He loves us. So from this we need to understand this fact. Maybe there is a delay for the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows If I give this to my bondsman, it could harm. It could not benefit him. So let it be given after some time. I give you one another beautiful example. If you've got children at home, a little child, baby boy or baby girl at home, whose knowledge is restricted. When a baby boy is looking at a candle, beautiful lit candle, that baby looks at that candle, and for him, that is a beautiful light, shining, illuminating light. Now, that baby would try to go and grab that candle. What will happen? Parents who are around that baby boy will go rush and hold that baby. No, no, no. That is fire for him. Isn't it? Every individual, wise individual, would do that, would behave in the same manner, would go and protect that child from that fire. Now, respective viewers of Madani Channel, because of restricted knowledge, that child does not know the light which he is thinking, something good for him, is not in fact good for him. Apparently, it is a shining light what he wants to grab, that baby wants to hold in his hand. But if he grabs it, you know what will happen? He may burn, he may hurt himself. No matter how much that child cries to get a knife in his or her hand, baby boy or girl, no parents would allow and give that knife to a baby. Why? Because he does not have that knowledge how to use it. So, but later when that child grows, he understands good and bad. His knowledge is increased that this knife, how I have to use it. Or this candle, there is a fire. He will not go and grab in his hand. So, with a delaying factor, maybe parents would allow him to go and deal with that candle, or handle the candle, or light the candle. But in young age, in a very age of his, when he does not have that understanding, that knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is far, far, far greater. I do not have words. How can I explain? Because there is no comparison. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge. He is Khaliq. We are makhluq. He is creator. We are creation. So we do not know what is good, what is best, what is not. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And if there is a delay in the acceptance of a certain dua, there could be various reasons which are known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants to his believer at an appropriate time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding, and we should not become disappointed if there is a delay in our dua, or if our dua is not accepted in its exact form the way we want it to be accepted. We should always believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will do better for us. Inshallah. Respect viewers, inshallah, we'll try to talk further on this very topic. But let's now include one segment in our program. And that segment, inshallah, we will be including is a message. What message we've got for you today? Let's include message of the day. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ud'uni yastajib لَكُمْ Supplicate to me, I will accept it.
But I believe you would find many people who have wasted their time in games and useless activities. Some would have grown up, some could have got children too. They would regret when they would remember their past. We were free, we had time, we were healthy and physically fit. We did not have any tensions or issues then. If only I had done all these missings in my life. But alas, I don't have time anymore. Now I'm very busy, I don't have time. You're not the first one who is regretting like this. If you see, you would find many around you with such regrets. They have realization, but they don't express. They don't show to others. Where actually we waste our time? At present, if I talk, then large amount of our time is being wasted in using mobile, right? On social media, keep on scrolling and watching and watching and watching useless stuff. And when one looks at his watch, then he realizes that he has wasted 2-3 hours. Now, if you put your mobile aside and you think that what did I gain from these 2-3 hours? What did I get? If unfortunately you spent these 2-3 hours in sinning, Allah forbid, you were listening songs, watching movies, films, dramas, etc. So that's negative, total loss. Meaning we were unable to do good deeds, rather we ended up sinning. While playing games on internet, one doesn't feel how fast 6-8 hours pass. MashaAllah, watching movies, 3-4 hours are wasted very quickly. Please think, realize the importance of time. We clearly know this. World is just like a field of hereafter. We have to sow the seeds of good deeds. And if we sow the seeds of good deeds in our lifetime, then only after resurrecting from death, we'll be able to harvest its reward. If we don't sow anything, then we won't be able to reap anything. So first is not to waste our time. Secondly, people waste a lot of time by oversleeping. You don't need to sleep too much. Memory is lost because of oversleeping. And pious predecessors did not like oversleeping. Do you know, you can learn the importance of time from this, that a tree is planted if you say once Subhanallah. Say with the intention of doing dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. These are four words. Four trees are planted as per hadith. If you recite once Salat upon Nabi, 10 mercies are revealed. And 100 mercies for the one recites 10 times. If you recite so and so tasbih, you get that much reward. If you recite that tasbih, you get this reward. Subhanallah. Please try to understand what I'm saying. Think. How much time do we waste? Do you know, the one who would go into paradise, what he would regret for? He would regret for those moments which he would have spent in dunya without dhikr of Allah. Time. Timing is very crucial indeed. It's up to you whether you would like to utilize it positively or you waste it. If you value time, time will make you valuable. If you will not value time, then one day you will lose your own value. Please value time. Utilize this to develop your personality, personal skills, your abilities, and especially focus sincerity, piety, and good deeds. May we don't waste a single moment of our life.
Yes, my dear Islamic brothers, subhanAllah, beautiful message from Haji Imran Attari, Nigrani Shura. Alhamdulillah, talking about the valuing time. Yes, our time is really, really precious. We should value our time before we get busy. And again, our topic, if we relate that, when we are making dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should make dua as much as possible, inshallah, azawajal, because this is something, alhamdulillah, also a form of ibadah. It is actually essence of worship. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes the individual who makes dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today in specific, we're talking about if there is a delay, acceptance of dua. Respective viewers, there is a beautiful understanding, inshallah, I would like to share with you. And before, I would like to mention something, inshallah, azawajal. As I earlier mentioned, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves His bondsman's voice. Certain bondsmen who are beloved in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are closer in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was an individual, Yahya bin Sa'id bin Qattan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his dream, right? And requested in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I make dua. Right? I often make dua, but you do not accept that. It was ordered, O Yahya, I like your voice. That's why there becomes a delay in the acceptance of your dua. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, this is also, as we heard before, we can understand that if there is a delay, maybe this is again a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, if we just understand this example, there are people who are seen going for their own piece of work. For example, if somebody has got any land registry or maybe pension, or there are certain parts of the world, right? It takes very long. Even here also, there are certain things, there is a delaying factor. And we go to those offices and we keep on going and they keep on delaying weeks after weeks, months after months, right? But our things, they are not sorted as quick as possible. But we do not become disappointed. We still fight for that. We still hope for that. Even if there are court cases, right? We hope that one day we will get a decision. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, there are certain individuals, they wait that if their need is heard from the court of any individual who is rich or who has the power, right? Maybe he is in high office, and if we go, and if we want that our work is related to that individual, we visit him many a times in our life. But we do not become disappointed. But Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Now think. Ahkamul Hakimin, Akramul Akramin, Azza Jalla Jalaluhu. Court when we go, we make dua. If there is a delay, Allahu Akbar. First of all, people, they do not go to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unfortunately. We do not make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? But if one does, maybe a little delay if it happens, and if somebody is reciting any awrad, any wazaif for the acceptance of dua or need or request, but that dua, that need, that request is not being accepted, there is a delay, what happens? We become disappointed. And many people, they stop making dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respected viewers, do you think it is a good idea? Do you think that's how we should behave? No, never. The way we have got patience, and we think that any makhluk, any creation for whom we have got any hopes or needs, we do not become disappointed. What about the Creator? What about the one who grants everything, who fulfills our needs? Why do we become disappointed if there is any delay? As I earlier mentioned, there could be many various reasons if there is a delay in the acceptance of dua. We should have that belief that our dua is accepted. We should have that firm belief Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will listen our dua. We will get what is good for us, insha'Allah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam.
Ud'uni yastajib lakum. Supplicate to me, I will accept it.
Respected viewers, today insha'Allah we will learn dua when entering the masjid. And the dua is Allahumma ftah li abwaab rahmatik. What a beautiful dua, subhanAllah. Wallah Azza wa Jal, open the doors of your mercy upon me. Allahu Akbar. This dua we should recite whenever we enter masjid insha'Allah azawajal. And other than that also, we can make this dua. Oh Allah, open the doors of your mercy upon me. So we can make this dua insha'Allah azawajal, because we want mercy from the God of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From our merciful Lord azawajal. We need His mercy, His rahmah insha'Allah azawajal. So whenever you remember this dua and you enter in masjid, you should make this dua. And other than that, you can also make this dua. Respected viewers, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has been reported to have said in a hadith, your dua is accepted unless you do not make haste. That I had done this dua and that was not accepted. So we should not have that attitude of haste. We should have patience. We should wait. If we make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah azawajal, our attitude should not be to that extent that we want that done quickly as possible and hurriedly, that dua should be accepted. No, this should not be our attitude. And we should wait, we should have patience. And inshaAllah azawajal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our prayer, our supplication, inshaAllah azawajal, and we will have the blessings of the acceptance of dua, insha'Allah, azza wa jal. Respected viewers, insha'Allah, from today we should make this understanding. One of the etiquettes we learned that we need to make dua with patience, insha'Allah, azza wa jal, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our duas. Now it's the time to make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will make dua. We have been learning few etiquettes and manners, inshallah. We'll implement them in our duas. Let's go towards our final segment, dua. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ud'uni أستجب لكم. Supplicate to me, I will accept it.
My dear Islamic brothers, inshallah azawajal, today we will make dua inshallah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end as part of our program format. Whenever you make dua, we've been learning in this very program certain etiquettes and manners. We should raise our hands. We should face the palms of our hands towards sky. It is if we can lower our head, close our eyes with utmost concentration. If we make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this firm belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will listen our duas, inshallah azawajal, our duas will be accepted. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين يا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا غفور يا غفور يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا أسألك أسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء يا الله يا كريم يا رحمن يا رحيم يا حنان يا منان يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم يا رب ذو الجلال يا رحمن يا رحيم يا حنان Once again, we raised our sinful hands in your pure bark coat, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Rahman, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal. Once again, we are seeking forgiveness. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Rahman, Ya Malikumullah. Forgive our parents. Forgive our family members. Forgive the whole Ummah of Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam. Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, show your mercy upon the Ummah of Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, we have committed many sins throughout our life. We do not remember any good deed which we can present in your Pak Bargah, your Pak Court, Ya Allah. Is a wasila, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, Malikumullah, we do not remember any sajda which was done with ikhlas, Ya Allah, we do not remember any fast which we kept with ikhlas, with sincerity. Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, we do not remember any qiyam, any ruku, performed with khulus, ikhlas, sincerity. We do not remember any sadaqah. Ya Allah, we do not have any good deed which is presentable in your pure park court. We do not rely upon our deeds. But Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, we have strong hope upon your mercy, upon your rahmah, and the nisbat we have got that we are in the ummah of your beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam. Ya Allah, we've got this connection, Ya Malikumullah, due to this relation. Ya Allah, forgive us. For the sake of our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam, forgive us. Forgive all our major and minor sins. You are the one who forgive, Ahmad. You are the one who shower mercy. Can turn our sins into good deeds, Ya Rahman, Allah Azza wa Jal. A time will soon come when we will be lowered down into our dark graves, but we have forgotten those moments, Ya Allah. We are not preparing for our grave. Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, Malikumola, give us ability and power that we can prepare for the hereafter, for our grave, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, Malikumola, give us that understanding that we can prepare for the examination of grave, for the examination of hereafter. Ya Allah, Malikumola. Those they are ill, give them sukoon, peace and harmony in their life. Allah Azza wa Jal, whatever hajat, whatever du'as, whatever pleas they've got in their hearts and minds. Ya Allah, you know them better. Those they are watching, they're raising their hands, brothers and sisters, you know their hajat, their pleas better. You even are aware what is in our hearts and minds, Ya Allah. Accept all our lawful jais, hajat and du'as. For the sake of beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam, Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, those loved ones, they have departed from this mortal world, Ya Allah, you would like to send the reward of this program for them, for those departed souls, whoever have come and departed with Iman, will come, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, Ya Rahman, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal. Forgive our loved ones, those that passed away with Iman. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, when we die, we also die with Iman intact. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, Malikul Mula, ye kyun kahun ke mujhko ye ata ho, wo ata ho. وہ دو کہ ہمیشہ میرے گھر بھر کا بھلا ہو مٹی نہ ہو برباد پسے مرگ الہی جب خاک اڑے میری مدینے کی ہوا ہو یا اللہ if only we can go to مدینہ النبی زاد اللہ شرف و تعظیم and یا اللہ رحمان we there die آمین بجاہ النبی الامین ان اللہ و ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایہا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما صل اللہ علی النبی الامی و آلہ صل اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاة و سلاما علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ یا اللہ جب دم واپسی ہو سامنے ہو روضہ رسول اللہ لبه لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وصحبه وبارك وسلم جزاك الله خيرا may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our lawful jais hajat آمين بجاه النبي الأمين إن شاء الله عز وجل we'll be back with another beautiful topic regarding dua regarding the essence of worship Until then, keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Whenever you make dua with this firm belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our lawful jais hajat, inshaAllah azza wa jal, and you should not be disappointed if there is any delay. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
ادعوني أستجب لكم
Supplicate to me, I will accept it.